In the air-conditioned gymnasium of the Springfield Boys and Girls Club on Carew Street, longtime election warden for Ward 2, Precinct 2B, Joseph Campbell, described the voter turnout as light. After a small surge of voters came through the doors during the noon hour, Campbell predicted voter turnout might climb to 20% by the time the polling place closes at 8 tonight.
I'm not sure that the predicting low turnout is, it's certainly not an incentive for people to turn out. I think it has a negative impact on the turnout.
The voter turnout appeared to verify pre-election poll data that indicated a high degree of voter apathy about the Marky Gomez Senate race. A sampling of voters at a handful of polling places in Springfield's heavily Democratic Ward 2 found Markey's campaign messages resonating with most people.
I voted for Ed Markey. Not sure whether that was my best of all choices, but I'm Democrat, and I see where our Senate is stagnant, as well as our Congress, and they're not with our president.
I don't like what he said about Social Security. I don't like what he said about raising taxes for the little people. I don't particularly like Markey either, but I think I'm safer with Markey than I am with Gomez.
Well, we supported Markey, yes.
Why?
Just his views. He feels his views, and he's been there already before, so he knows what to do.
Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Ayola said today's special Senate election has been overshadowed in Springfield by next month's casino referendum.
People have been calling in to both register to vote ahead of time for that election and vote ahead of time for that election. That might be because there is such wide media coverage specifically geared toward the casino election.
At roughly a dozen polling locations in Springfield today, MGM Resorts employees and volunteers were campaigning for support for the company's casino project at the July 16th citywide referendum. They passed out pro-casino brochures, buttons, and signs. Michael Mathis, Vice President of Global Gaming Development for MGM, said this was one part of a campaign to get a high turnout and an overwhelmingly affirmative vote for the project.
We're not taking anything for granted. We know we've got an overwhelming support in the city, but we want to maximize the turnout. We want this to be a record turnout for a referendum item and a record passage. Want to tell MGC in Boston that Springfield's not only supportive, but all behind us.
Springfield voters must endorse MGM's casino development agreement that was negotiated with city officials before the company can apply to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. Heather Dwyer, who grew up in Massachusetts and is convention sales manager for the Mirage in Las Vegas, tried to sway a voter who said he was undecided.
Just, you know, obviously the jobs that we're trying to create in Springfield,
right.
Build up the city, build up the community, have some more entertainment, bring our partnerships that we have with
MGM.
Yeah,
I like the entertainment, but I'd have to look into some of the things. I know Detroit didn't work out for them too well. Detroit's economy is like one of the worst in the country, and they added two casinos to their area, so. So that's all I have to say, yeah, right? So I have to think about it.
The anti-casino group Citizens Against Casino Gaming did not have a presence at the polls Tuesday. The group is holding a forum Wednesday night that will feature several prominent anti-casino speakers, including former Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshbarger. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.